you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The success of a school is dependent on the vision of its leader. On today's program, we tell you more about life as a principal. Stay tuned.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you will think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because math counts.
As a principal, I find myself always having to be creative, always having to look outside of the box, because as you try to build your school, especially a small one like the one that I am in, everybody is looking to say, all right, what is it that she's bringing to the table? How is it that she's going to look at the ideas that we have, right? Is she going to support it if they are worth supporting? And how does she pull everybody together to make sure that it works and it is a success?
Principal Woodford Primary School, Jennifer Gordon. Motivating teachers is just one aspect of the job of a principal. Another is being able to interact well with others.
Then I have to deal with all different personalities coming in. The parents coming from different backgrounds, having different social values. So I have to be thinking, when I hear a parent come downstairs and they're angry, how do I respond to that parent to make sure that when they leave, these are parents who will say, maybe this is the best decision for my child, or maybe that happened because that's one. So, but they understand where we're at and they feel like their child is somewhere that they are cared for.
There is also the business side to running a school.
We have a lot of things to think about. We have to make sure that the school stays afloat with the funds that we're given. So we have to live within our means, so we have to make it work. Being a principal is not easy, but I love it and I'm enjoying it.
To qualify for the job of a principal, one must have training in education.
To become a principal, I think the minimum you must have a bachelor's degree. They do put a lot of weight in your years of service. However, I believe that they invite you to an interview based just on your application. So you see it, you fill out the forms, and they do their shortlisting. If you go to the interview and you wow them, they will give you the job. You must do NCEL. However, if you don't do NCEL, if you get through and they have selected you to be a principal, then you are placed in the program. I don't think anybody now is going to be appointed unless they have completed the ministry's NCEL program, which is a school administrative and management program run by the Ministry of Education.
Ms. Gordon now shares the most rewarding aspect of her job.
When a child comes to school not knowing something, and at the end of the day, they know it. Just seeing a child grow in knowledge, knowing that I have impacted that child in some way. It is about caring for people. It is about being a people person, wanting to ensure that all the different people that you impact on a daily basis learn something from you. Going out there, getting the knowledge, trying to find ways to be innovative and everything, and just spreading that. And for me, that is very, very rewarding.
Principal Woodford Primary School, Jennifer Gordon. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.